Hi!
Hi, everyone.
So this is Carrie.
I'm Chris.
And we're live in Chris's apartment.
We're in a brand new studio.
We're in a new studio.
Yours is being renovated right now.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So we're in a new space.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for... Honey, how long have I lived here?
I don't know.
Okay. Year and a half? Maybe 2 years?
How long have we known each other?
I've known you since 2007. I mean, I was just thinking about that the other day.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I got to Chicago in December of 2006.
Uh-huh.
And I started Cass in May of 2007.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and that's when I met you, May of 2007.
One of my longest relationships
this,
ever.
I was gonna say, this is one of the longest relationships I've ever had.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm still amicable.
And, yeah. And can I just say this is the first time I'm at your apartment?
Which, because I feel like you've been here before.
No, it's
did
okay.
You claim you? I
I've
think
never,
you have been drunk.
No, I've never.
Yeah, that's weird. I've been real busy. Well, we're redecorating.
Yeah.
So if any of you have ever like tuned in before, this is my place where we usually do it at Carrie's house. So you know this is obviously a lot darker,
mm-hmm.
and it reflects me. My insides.
Those
my,
are,
yeah.
I don't think you're dark.
I can be.
Yeah, you can.
Honey, I'm pretty dark, right?
You're not dark.
Yeah.
Sorry, we were just... That's our
oh,
roadie.
Oh, that looks so much better. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, honey.
Does it sound good?
I think so.
Okay thank
close
you.
Close the door and let us know if we need to change the sound at all.
Okay.
That's our roadie.
I think you shouldn't talk so much.
Oh, but did... I might have to leave the room in a second.
Really?
Yeah, because somebody needs to...
Mm-hmm. Take care of it, Chris.
That was my fiancé.
Show him who's boss.
Eric Phillips. He's been helping us tonight with some of our AV stuff.
It's been nice to have a helper.
We should always have a helper.
We should.
Can we get an intern?
Oh my god, you know what? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Time out Chicago.
Real
we
talk.
Should. Because this one podcast is like a really big podcast in Chicago, Red Red Radio.
Okay.
Anyways.
Secret crush.
Anyways, they have an intern.
That doesn't get paid anything.
No.
Oh my god.
So like we should get like a DePaul student or something like that,
yes.
or a Northwestern student or something
yes.
like that, and like who wants to be like in like advertising or marketing or something,
yes.
and they could control our Facebook pages.
They could do advertising for us.
Yeah.
Cause all those kids, they're tweeting and they're doing the stuff with the buttons.
Even though that's what I'm going to school for.
Yes.
But we'll get an intern to do it.
Oh.
Oh my god! If you're serious and someone's watching out there. Or listening to the recorded tape, if you want to be an intern for our new podcast, if we finally have a name.
Yes, we do. Straight No Chaser.
Yeah.
That's our Straight No Chaser.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Okay, good.
Because it works on a couple different levels,
yeah.
I think. Number one, we're alcoholics. Functioning. High functioning.
Yeah, I put our tagline as we put functioning into alcoholics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you go to school.
Yeah.
And you do well.
Do
you have a dog that you take care of.
I have a dog,
you have responsibilities.
Well, I mean, last time we had a podcast, we thought it was a good idea. First of all, we drank a whole bottle of vodka.
Oh, we did drink the whole thing, didn't we?
I thought we drank half of it, but then the next morning I looked and it was a little good.
Are you sure you didn't drink it by yourself after I left?
No.
No, yeah, we did, didn't we?
We did.
Good.
It was really good.
It's really smooth.
Yeah.
You didn't realize
usually,
you're drinking.
Vodka gives me gut rot and I just have to like shit all the time.
How was your shitting situation out? Was it okay?
Oh, it was great. It was fine.
You were fine.
I was fine.
Because I know you're like borderline IBS.
Crohn's disease, yeah.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Which there's cookbooks for.
I don't
FYI,
know.
TJ Maxx, by the register, they have irritable bowel syndrome IBS cookbooks. Just if anyone in your life, you know.
Is it like you don't eat a lot of fiber? So would you eat a lot of vegetables?
You know, that's a good question. I don't because I don't have it. But I wish I knew someone.
Because
I wanted to buy the cookbook, but I was like, I don't know anyone. So I wish I did. But how do you meet people like that? Do you like go to a meeting?
Your body should be like a dating website just for people who have irritable bowel syndrome. Think about it though, that's like serious, and some people are like offended by if a girl says fart or something like that. You
that's
know?
True.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Except I think there's different degrees too, because I feel like if you're like a slutty 19-year-old blonde with big tits, you can say fart and people think it's cute.
Oh, yeah. Like, my cousin Lindsay, God bless her, she's beautiful. She can fart and burp in front of her boyfriend, and...
Yeah. No issue.
If I were to fart in front of, like, anyone...
How dare you!
How dare you! You're disgusting. Whatever. But anyways, I love how we get off tangent really quickly. I was saying, if you listening and you want to be an intern, we have an email address.
Call us.
Or call. I'm not going to put my phone number out there.
I'll put my phone number.
We should put a Google phone number.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I'll put my phone number out there. It's Klondike 5. Yeah, I guess we'll get like a Google number, but yeah, we'll also put it online and
yeah, we can put it on Craigslist, but email us at straightnochaserpodcast@gmail.com.
That's us.
Yeah.
And if you're lonely, you don't have to be an intern, but if you're just lonely, email us there.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you.
I love a good email letter.
Yeah. I've got time.
It's a lost art, I feel like.
Writing in general.
Oh yeah.
It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I write letters to my grandma.
You're so sweet. You actually, like, write.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Aren't we adorable?
She doesn't do the email.
No, she doesn't have a computer.
Okay.
Speaking of my family, I have to say, to my cousin, not my cousin, my Aunt Joni.
Yeah.
She listens to the podcast and she thinks it's really funny, but I just have to say, Joni.
Joni.
I'm okay. Here's the story.
Okay.
I'm okay, and God bless Joni for being so worried about me.
Thanks, Joni.
Yeah. So did you hear about this story about this girl in Logan Square on Kimball and Wrightwood, like last weekend or like Monday night at midnight? She's riding her bike.
Are you going to bum me out?
But just hold on.
Okay.
She's riding her bike, and she had a messenger bag.
Okay.
It was like midnight on Kimball and Wrightwood. A van of guys pulls up, they lean out the window, and they grab onto her messenger bag and try to take it, and they like drag her, and she hits a parked car and she totals her bike, and she's like in charge of like this beekeeping business. She's like trying to, yeah, she's because honeybees are dying, Chris. Serious issue.
What's happening? I'm worried about the bees. Who cares about Joni?
But anyways, I emailed the article to my mom, and I was like, holy shit, the girl's okay, her arm just fucked up, but she couldn't even, like, afford to go in the ambulance, so she took a cab to the doctor, and her bike's all messed up, and she has no way to...
She refused ambulance?
Yeah, because she's
That's
poor.
That's a fiscally responsible person.
I would have done the same thing.
Would you?
Yes.
I don't have that forethought. Good for
oh,
you.
Oh, God, I can't.
I'll walk.
I'm fine. I would just, like, go home and drink. Something. I can kind of move it. But anyways, my mom, I emailed it to her, and she was on the phone last night with my Aunt Joni, and she's like, Carrie emailed me this story. She was telling about this bike story. And my Aunt Joni, I guess, just kept going, she broke her bike? And she just, she kept going, thinking it was me, and my mom's like, no. And then, like, my mom hung up the phone with her, and then my mom, like, woke up today, and
sober. Hi, Carol.
True story. Yeah. So my mom, like, called her, and she had a message from Joni at 8 o'clock this morning. And she's like, that's odd. And it was my Aunt Joni going, I didn't sleep at all last night. I'm just wondering if she still has her teeth. And if I had $1 million, I would give it to her. And my mom goes, shit. She thought it was Carrie.
Yeah.
And my aunt called my grandma and grandpa and all my relatives.
Oh, no.
And so I called my mom this morning. She's like, have you been getting phone calls? And I'm like, no.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. I was like, thanks, guys. And I didn't get no fucking phone calls.
Party stop.
So my mom called her back and was like, it wasn't Carrie. And Joni goes, just made my day. I better call Grandma and Grandpa. So I have to say thank you, Joni,
for being concerned.
Yeah.
And F you, everyone else who didn't call Carrie to see if she's okay. She could have had no teeth. And her beekeeping business would be out of business. Gone.
I mean, I already have half of a front tooth, so FYI.
We put a pin in that. We're getting back to that later. But were they both drinking, Carol and Joni?
Joni doesn't drink. She gets nerved up.
Okay. Wait. What happens when Joni drinks?
She doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink at all.
She'll have half of a beer.
Okay. Oh, she's not a drinker at all.
No.
Okay.
Which is odd coming from that family.
Why is she not a drinker?
It just makes her sick.
Oh, okay. Like she'll throw up and...
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
She's already crazy without it.
Obviously, yeah. So, your mother did not clearly communicate that the story was not about you.
No, she did. She goes, Carrie, email me the story about this girl who's 27.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near 27.
Well, you're looking good for your age.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You look good as well.
Oh, yeah, you know. The Atkins.
The Atkins?
The Atkins.
You're on the Atkins
diet? No, I don't know
anything
about that.
That's such bullshit.
I do like meat.
I love meat, too.
Yeah.
You gotta eat it.
We're gonna have some people here today. They didn't show up. Rude. No, well, one of them, I guess, you know, canceled.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Brian. Bryant?
Bryant.
Bryant.
With a T.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
I had a lot of questions for him.
I think that one of it, he was nervous. Like, what are we gonna talk about?
And oh,
I was like,
none of your business.
The beauty of a podcast.
Yeah, none of your goddamn business.
I was like, this is why I have Chris, because he's good at that.
I don't know how they do things in Canada or whatever, but it is not your beeswax what we are talking about on our podcast. Our podcast, Straight No Chaser.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Please do. Yeah, I had a lot of questions for him.
And we're on iTunes.
And Kate was supposed to be here, but she disappeared. She didn't even hear anything from her.
No.
Rude.
She may show up. I said 9 o'clock for them. I figured we would have an hour to talk.
Okay.
I think that would be good.
Yeah, that's a good...
But I don't think she will show up.
Well, then, I don't want her in my house ever again.
No, but we were going to I was trying to get one of my old teachers on here, and he really wants to do it. And this is... He goes, this is a perfect neighborhood. So
okay.
We'll have to... I think we might have to plan in advance.
Okay.
That was bad planning on my part.
No, that's fine. We can do that.
Okay.
And I definitely want to have Allison on. She works at Girl and the Goat.
I want to go there.
Speaking of which, Eric just had an experience that you would have freaked out over.
Why didn't I hear about it?
He was in Vegas for a work. It's what, you know, whatever. Sure, I'm not there. Who knows what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But,
kids.
There's apparently, which when we go to Vegas, because I still want to go to Vegas with you and Naomi. Speaking of which, she's drinking already? What's happening?
So our friend Naomi just had a baby.
Naomi, hi!
Hi.
She had a baby. Douglas. Douglas.
Last week.
Yeah.
And she's already, yeah. Well, she hasn't been drinking for 9 months. Do you blame her? I don't think she breastfeeds.
Is she not good for her?
No, who cares?
Good for her.
I wasn't breastfed.
You are doing great. Sometimes it works out.
But Vegas. I like how we get sidetracked.
Eric was there recently, and he went to a buffet called the Wicked Spoon, which is $40 a person, but...
It doesn't matter.
That sounded like a good deal from what he told me. It sounded like really gourmet food.
Yeah.
They have, like, one thing he was telling me, they had, like, giant slabs of, like, bones cut in half with a bunch of marrow inside. I was like, oh my god, Carrie, we have to go there when we go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because Carrie would, like, although he said, he's like, you know, he'd try it, because he's always been sketchy about bone marrow.
Oh.
But since it's a buffet, I was like, no, dude, just try it, try it. And he did. God bless him, because he does everything I say. But he did, and he said, it didn't taste like anything. He's like, I put it on a cracker, and it didn't taste like anything. So I don't know, is bone marrow is like an acquired taste?
I think so. I like the fatty part of the meat, like I love fat, like I love to chew on the fat, like give me the fat. And that's what basically bone marrow is. If you sprinkle like sea salt on it, it'll bring out the flavor.
Oh, okay.
Or if you go to Au Chevelle, You can put beef cheek marmalade on it. Mix it with it together.
Beef cheek marmalade. Do they sell this, like, in little, you can, like, take it with you?
I don't think so, but that'd be such a great idea.
They need to. They need, you know what they need? A marketing person.
Yeah. Well, we're following them on Twitter, Straight No Chaser.
Mm-hmm.
And we're following Belvedere Vodka.
Yes.
And we're following Benny's Beverage Depot, because I've had instances with Benny's on my own personal Twitter.
Yeah.
They're really good at responding.
Are they really?
Yes. Ooh. Have I never told you my Benny story?
No, I want to hear it.
Here's my Benny's Twitter story.
Okay.
So, over my summer break, I was in Champaign with my mom, and I went to Benny's to get a Create Your Own six-pack. They're delicious.
Yeah.
My mom's car broke down, so I was stranded in the Benny's beverage parking lot, and I was inside. I waited for, like, 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
I took a picture of their display case of Captain Morgan, because it was, like, the big bottle for, like, $20.
The giant bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And I go, trapped at Benny's, but at least I have this on Twitter. And Benny's replied back, Carrie Pat, do you need any help? And I was like, oh, that was nice. And
very
then,
nice.
The next week I went to Benny's again to get another six-pack. And I had an instant with the cashier. She wanted me to take out my ID.
Right.
But it was stuck in my plastic wallet, and I couldn't get it out, and she gave me attitude about it.
Yeah.
And I went on Twitter, and I was like, the clerk at Benny's made me take out my ID, and I said, bitch, I'm 10 years older than you. And then Benny's replied back, well, Carrie Pat Bain, you look fantastic.
Oh, Benny's is like your boyfriend.
And so I tweeted Benny's on our Straight No Chaser handle.
Oh, I love it.
Benny's, if we mention you in our podcast, will we get to reap the benefits? No answer, Benny's.
Oh, Benny's, come on. Call girl back.
Answer. And then I tweeted to Belvedere, and I go, Belvedere, thank you for making our last podcast amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love Belvedere, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just kind of, it didn't taste like, it's just so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just drink it, and it's,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? I feel like, because I've had shitty vodka hangovers.
Oh, yeah.
That was not bad. Like,
you were okay?
I was okay.
I was tired.
I couldn't move. I stayed on the couch the whole day, but I wasn't sick.
No, I didn't vomit.
Yeah, I wasn't sick at all. I was okay.
And I usually vomit.
Especially when vodka gets involved.
And I usually black out.
Yeah.
And
oh, no, I was fine.
I didn't black out.
Mm-hmm.
I was so proud of myself.
We did good. I think we're getting better at this.
Yay. I did go to Subway on my way home.
What time was it? It's like 2:30 or something, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Small bar.
Yeah, I love that place.
It was very, I liked it because it was very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It was very chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no attitude.
Mm-mm.
It was,
no.
Yeah.
That crowd is basically like us, 30-year-olds, just wanting to drink.
They're, yeah, maybe a little bit stifled. Professionally figuring things out, but also over it.
Yeah.
I got that sense.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. I just want to drink.
Yeah.
Talk to me if you have something interesting to say.
Like, I've been there on, like, Friday or Saturday nights at, like, 9 o'clock, which is peak time. Like, we went there when it was closing, so there wasn't a lot of people. But it's packed, and sometimes you can't find a place to sit. But I see so many bearded, like, 30-year-old men just sitting at the bar reading a book and drinking a beer on a Friday and Saturday.
Carrie, why aren't you there
all the time?
Time?
I know. I don't have a lot of money because I'm a student.
For God's sakes, order a club soda. I don't just have Carrie come here and give her wine. I actually feed people.
Oh, no, it's delicious,
you
Chris.
Know, so if you were Canadian, or if you were, you know, a young...
aspiring art director.
Or a slut, whatever. The point is, there was food here.
Mm-hmm.
I made albóndigas.
See?
Which is just a Colombian meatball.
It's really good.
And, like, tomato sauce. And I made some Spanish rice, which is just rice, but it's...
Do you make this rice yourself?
Of course. And it's real easy, too. You just have to know the proportions and the cooking time and whatever. But it's real. Like, once you know it, it's super, super easy.
Spanish rice is one of my favorite things in the whole
world. You get it from Tony's sometimes.
I get it a lot from Tony's.
I feel like I need to teach you one day how to cook rice. That way you never have to buy it. And it's always better that way.
I would love that.
Because it's fresh and you can put whatever you want in
mm-hmm.
it. Because, like, some people put bacon in theirs. Or they put, like, the chicharron, which is, like, sort of Spanish fatty bacon. But yeah. And you can put beans and whatever. But yeah.
I also like it when they put green olives in there.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm okay.
No, only because I hate olives. I hate them.
All types?
Oh, I can't do it. I was so disappointed when I would when I was younger and I would hear people on TV ordering a dirty martini. I'd say, I can't wait to get older and order a dirty martini.
I love dirty martinis.
And I went and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it because I didn't know anything. It's just olive juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is the worst thing. And it was at a fancy place. It was like $16. And it was
Oh my God. I love it when they go, how dirty do you want it?
You're such a slut.
Very. I want it very dirty. I keep itching my neck. I apologize.
And she has neck cancer. FYI. It's benign, though.
Yeah, I have this thing that keeps coming back, and it just won't go away no matter what I put on it.
How long have you had it? I feel like it's been like 3 years.
We're going to go with a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've gone through everything, right? Like, you haven't changed your fabric softener.
My mom thinks it's like a heat rash that won't go.
Because you're two.
That won't go away. I don't know. I think it's eczema.
I think you're overreacting a little bit.
Whatever.
Just because you've never had eczema before.
I think it is. But I've like, I put anti-itch cream on it and that makes it worse. But Neosporin seems to help. But I ran out and I accidentally bought something else that I thought was Neosporin and that's not doing it.
Does Neosporin make it go away or does it make the symptoms go away?
It makes the symptoms go away.
But it's actually still there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like scaly?
No, it's just itchy and red.
It's just itchy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you like what I think it is?
What is it?
AIDS.
Shut up!
I think you got it.
No.
Get it checked.
Oh, okay.
Get it checked.
Well, I don't have health insurance, so I can't.
Know your status, man. You can get that test for free.
Where at?
Oh my God, everywhere.
Really?
Go to MTV.com. Like, just everywhere. There's like everywhere you can get.
Did you just tell me to go to MTV.com?
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, watch it. Well, Teen Mom. But other than that, no. I don't.
What are you, like 19?
That's where I get all of my news from, is MTV.com. You have a Facebook crush.
Yeah, I do.
Diabetes?
Yep.
Does he, he's afflicted?
He wears one of those medical bracelets.
Shut up. He must have really bad diabetes if he's wearing the bracelet.
I've never met him in real life.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. How did this person come into your life?
He's a comedian when I used to do stand-up.
Okay.
He added me on Facebook. And I was like, do I know you? And I was like, no. And I was like, okay, I'll add you because you're a comedian.
You're so nice.
I know. And then it, like, took me a year, and then I figured out, like, what... I kept seeing his posts, and they were so weird. And I was like, I'm in love.
What were his posts like?
Just, like, his pictures are of him just sitting on a toilet.
What?
A toilet.
A toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he taking them himself, or is someone helping him?
No. He's taking
it's
them.
It's a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing, like, business, or is it just kind
of...
No,
it's just him sitting on the toilet being depressed.
Okay.
His clothes are really depressing.
I love that. Can I just say that I love that?
Yeah. No, I love...
Because people always put selfies that are really just sort of self-indulgent. Like, look at me, like, you know, shopping at Macy's, or, like, look at me by Buckingham Fountain.
Yeah.
Nobody ever posts pictures of themselves on the toilet. Like, that's
no.
Like... That's
he's
a
just
picture.
Like sitting here, like.
Like that famous.
Uh-huh.
Set, like,
and then.
Menu.
Otherwise, he'll be like.
So clearly, you're in love. Obviously, everything you just
love.
Told
no,
me
I,
sounds
I'll
like
say it.
The perfect.
I'll say it.
What's his name?
Not gonna say that.
Okay. Public.
Not
podcast.
Gonna say that. I'm pretty sure he's probably figured it out.
But yeah, if you're the guy who takes selfies on the toilet who's a, you know, a failing comedian, FYI, someone's in love with you.
I think he works at TJ Maxx.
Oh, can I? I'm going to need his name then after we get off the podcast because I go there.
But I don't know if it's in Chicago or the suburbs.
Who cares? I can still use his discount.
Okay.
5%. It helps.
I don't know. I just listen to his podcast.
He has a podcast?
Yeah, like a really big podcast.
How, this person who takes selfies on the toilet... Has a big podcast.
Like, it was voted Chicago Reader's best podcast of Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're big.
We need to, like, meet up with these
people. Well, that's what I'm saying. I should just message him and ask him about, like, what does his intern do or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because he added you. He sought you out.
Yeah, I guess so. That was a long time ago, though.
Who cares? You can be like, hey, you know, you remember you, like, added me to Facebook a while ago? I'm doing a podcast now, too. I was just curious about, like, your process.
I don't do stand-up anymore, either.
But you're doing a podcast, and so is he, and you were a stand-up. He was a stand-up.
He still does it.
Does he?
I don't know.
All right. Anyways, yeah, ask him about, like, what the process for a podcast is.
Okay, Chris.
And somewhere in there, be like, BTW, how large is your penis? How tall are you? Do you have a car?
He's really tall. He does have a car.
He's really tall.
It's scary that I know all of it.
No, it's not. You're a stalker. I love it.
Yeah, he's like 6-something.
6-something?
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Man, you know how to pick them.
Which, yeah, but you did.
What?
Some of his pictures, I just want to fix them.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a fixer-upper.
Like, he needs to wear, like, tighter pants. Like,
okay.
You don't want to be too tight, but they don't need to be baggy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nice-looking pants.
They don't need to be puddles. That's
yes.
always what I hate. Don't
oh,
have, like, puddles of denim.
Is blood is, like, hanging? I hate
That's
that.
That's it. BTW, hi, Oprah. I don't know if you listen to this. Or maybe, probably Gail. Gail is, like, screening stuff for her.
Yeah.
But just, I'm, like, on a personal note.
I feel like I'm going to meet Oprah someday because...
So do I.
Oh, my God. Why?
Well, because she changed my life.
How?
Did she change your life?
No.
Okay.
But you, I want to hear your story. It's more interesting.
It's really stupid.
No.
All right. So I lived in Miami for a long time,
yes.
as you know.
Yes.
Not a great... I mean, it's not a bad place, but unless
it's
you...
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. I didn't do cocaine, but that was my choice. And that's fine, only because I didn't have the money.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for me. And one day I was out with my friends drinking in a parking lot, which is what you do when you're, like, don't have a lot of money in Miami. You drink in a parking
that's
lot.
That's what we do in South Dakota, but we do it in a field.
See, that would have been better.
Or a barn.
That would have been better for me. I mean, we just had parking lots when I was getting kicked out of them. Natural ice, because it was the only 40-ounce that was under $2, so I could afford.
We drank schnapps and,
That's so trashy.
Yeah. We drank schnapps
so
and
good,
this one alcohol that, like, over time would freeze into crystals. And you would drink it and it would just, like, burn your... Like, you would breathe in and it would just, like, freeze your esophagus.
What is that?
I can't remember. I brought it with me my freshman year of college and I got in trouble for having it in my dorm room.
Do they only sell it there?
No, I can't remember what it's called. But anyways, finish your story.
So we were always looking for new places to drink, and I had started working at this place. It was like a call center, of course.
Oh, call centers are the worst.
Oh, they kill your insides.
Yeah, I worked
yeah.
at a call center, a couple of them.
You worked at a credit card one.
In South Dakota, when
yeah.
I graduated from college and I moved back home, I wanted to kill myself.
That's when we bonded over that
yeah.
a long time ago, because we both realized that, oh, you went into the bathroom sometimes and cried too.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the time.
I'd go home and cry.
Yeah. yeah
and
yeah.
I didn't get home until 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, my, yeah.
Oh, and you had to, like, raise your hand if you wanted to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And they're always standing behind you.
Yes.
The supervisor's always standing behind
yes.
you.
Yeah, and, like, if you take a break for, like, 2 seconds, they go, why are you not answering calls?
Yeah.
Because my voice fucking hurts, bitch.
And because this is a horrible place, why are we all here?
And it took me a month to realize that you had to go on breaks that they scheduled you for. I just thought you could go on a break whenever.
No,
but they put it on a website and stuff like that. I didn't know that. And they yelled at me for that. And I didn't know I had to come in at a certain time when they told me to, so I would come in early and I would leave early. I would still work a full shift.
Yeah.
But they would yell at me for that, too.
You got yelled at a lot.
Anyways.
I feel like you still do.
I still do.
I feel like you get yelled at by Joni. She's yelling at you.
But in a loving way.
In a loving way. Thank you, Joni.
Yeah, thank you, Joni.
Good looking out.
Yeah. Finish your story.
So we were always looking for places to drink in Miami. We were poor. I was with my friend Brian and this girl, Tiffany, who's really nice. And then she used to... Well, anyway, I'm not getting into that because it's personal.
Yeah.
But I hope she's well. Anyways, we went up to this place that had a roof. We could access the roof.
I know this story, but people need
idea.
To know. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brian and Tiffany... were kind of hitting it off. I mean, they didn't, because he never did
Brian
at the time.
Is Brian now married?
No, but he has two babies with the same lady.
Is he the one that plays the guitar?
He plays guitar, he plays lots of things.
So, does he listen to our podcast?
He does.
Well, Brian, if you're listening...
Hi, Brian.
I think you should write an opening song for us.
Oh, Brian, I love you. I wish you would. He called me earlier today. I missed call. Brian, you know I love you. I was getting ready for the podcast. I always love talking to you. You know, Carrie got here early. If she hadn't, I would have called, but I didn't have the time because she got here.
I'm
Otherwise,
sorry.
I would have.
It's all my fault.
But yeah, so he was hitting it off with Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
So I went up to the roof by myself.
Ooh.
And I was walking on the roof, and I kept walking, and I thought there was more roof. I looked down, and I thought there was still more roof because it was all dark because the roof was dark. Unfortunately, there was not more roof. I know a lot of people, and they were very nice, the paramedics, they thought I was trying to kill myself.
I really wasn't,
because if I was trying to kill myself, I wouldn't do it off a two-story building.
No, you'd shoot yourself.
Yeah, well, or, you know, heroin, just, you know, whatever was going to kill you.
Okay.
Just to have that feeling.
Sure.
See what it's like.
Yeah.
or meth.
Sorry. Anyways.
But yeah, I walked off a roof, two-story building, I hurt my back. And I was not, you know, whatever. I was in the hospital for a while, and I was at home recovering. But when I was at home, Oprah would repeat in Miami at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was awake one night, and she had an episode in the episode. And I always watched Oprah, you know, here and there. And she had an episode specifically about what was the worst mistake in your life and how did it change everything for the better. And I heard these people, and I heard her talking, and she talked about, you know, her own personal stuff about this guy. And I realized, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? And, like, this is all because I don't have anything to do. I'm only here in this bed because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I want to do. And as soon as I got better, I left the call center job. I got another job. And I immediately started saving money. Once I had about $3,000 saved, I moved to Chicago, lived with my sister, and my whole life changed. And it's all because of Oprah.
Who would have thought?
Oprah Winfrey.
Wow, I don't have a good Oprah story like that.
That's okay. You'll get one.
Okay.
It's going to happen. Because I'm going to meet her, and you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when in South Dakota, we would drive up and down the highways all the time and smoke pot behind the Walmart parking lot.
But you're not a big pot smoker.
No, I kept trying. Because I wanted to be, but I can't smoke.
You're just not a good smoker.
I'm not a good smoker.
Would you cough?
I think I would just swallow.
You're not supposed to swallow it.
I know, and I would get really sick.
Did you not really, like, you have to inhale it.
I still don't get it.
You don't get it?
I just don't get it.
We'll work on it later. I know someone. They can come right over.
Because I would love to start smoking pot because I'm just so nerved up with school about to end.
Do you know I can get medical marijuana? Like, I can get a card?
In Illinois?
Because, yeah, the head thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I technically have, like, a thing, but it's not, you know, it's not, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But technically I can, like, get one.
Chris, you need to get that.
Well, now I just kind of want to get it and give it to you because I don't really like pot, but yeah, yeah.
But we could, like, put it in brownies.
Oh, my God, we could. Opium? Opium.
I had an opium secondhand buzz because one of them was making tea one day, and I was at home taking it. Can you get it? Can you get it?
There we go.
There we go.
I got it.
He was making opium tea, and I was taking a nap because my college life was crazy. And I remember trying to wake up, and I had, like, this out-of-body experience trying to get up because I had rehearsal.
Out-of-body in what way?
Like, I remember going, get up, Carrie, get up, but I couldn't get up.
You couldn't move?
Like, the tea fumes fucked me up from opium.
That's like heroin, dude!
I couldn't move, but I remember, like, going, Carrie, get up, Carrie, get up.
Like, you're outside of yourself telling yourself to get up.
Yes.
Dude!
Yeah.
Opium! That's fucking heroin!
Is it?
That's heroin. Yeah, opium! That's heroin!
Anything. Yeah, so okay, I did that.
Carrie's some black tar heroin.
Wow!
She's an addict.
I remember one time I needed $3 to pay rent, but I didn't ask anyone for $3.
What's wrong with you?
I sold my Twilight books on Christmas.
That was smart, though.
You're not going to read those again.
No.
Wait, were you?
No.
They weren't. I love nothing against that franchise. Great franchise. Good for you, Stephanie Meyer. But she was no Charlotte Bronte.
Far from it. Speaking of Stephanie Meyer, we're going to get off the real talk, but we can go back to the real talk. I tried to watch The Host.
Yes. I was going to go see in the theater.
Well, that's because I didn't read the book because I didn't want to read the book because I think she's a horrible writer after reading all the Twilight series.
But you read them. God bless you. You stuck with
it. I had to, and I bought the series.
Yeah.
And then I sold it. But anyways, I was like, oh, when the trailer came on, I remember we talked about it going, that looks so good.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the catchy Imagine Dragons song on it.
Yeah.
I was like, this looks so good.
They had that girl from that Nazi movie,
yes.
And it looked amazing. I was like, yes, please.
I like her.
Yeah, she's Suave. I never know how to pronounce Suave. Something. Suarez.
I don't know. But I got it last night in the Red Box. I only watched 15 minutes of it. It was horrible.
Oh, and you can watch some garbage.
I'm watching Heart of Dixie.
Oh, put a pin in that, lady, because we're getting right back to that after Real Talk. Because that is real talk.
Sorry. I'm getting off subject of real talk. What about
you? So The Host.
The Host is horrible.
What is wrong with it?
Well, because
I was going to pay, like, whatever it is now, like, $15 to see in a theater.
No! I paid $1.26 and I want it back.
What was wrong with it? It
it's
looks
like,
so good!
It looks good. It's not good. It's like she, like, gets her, like, right up, like, I thought it was going to be, like, this story about how she met this boy and she fell in love and they were the only humans. They were like one of the humans that weren't abducted by the aliens.
Right.
But it started right away with her being abducted. And so then it was like her abducted self was like fighting with the alien that was in her body. So it was like inner monologues all the time and it was just really bad. It was really bad.
Inner monologues? Ew!
She's like, don't do that. You know that's wrong.
So it was like Ally McBeal.
But worse.
Ugh. Because
I like Ally McBeal.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Except for the last season.
That was a horrible season. And I did finish Felicity, speaking of Ally McBeal.
God bless you. Before we get to that, getting back to real talk.
Real talk, okay. My last message to one guy. I didn't find him attractive. He was just really weird.
Which you like, and I love that.
I love weird people.
Someone's got to date the weirdos.
And he goes, I'm just looking for someone to cuddle with, to laugh with, and to fart with.
Oh, that's
and
sad.
And I was like, that's awesome.
That's sad. That's sad.
And I go, thank you for saying the word fart. I feel like guys don't like it, and they also don't like the word lice. I don't have lights.
Bed bugs.
Yeah, I didn't get a message back. That's fine.
Really? The guy who said fart didn't get message you back? Getting back to real talk real quick.
Okay.
So, okay, Cupid. You take the time. You do the thing. You're quirky. You're funny. You're putting your best foot forward.
Yeah.
And you get nothing.
Yeah.
And do you get sad? Do you get angry?
I get frustrated.
Love that. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, really? 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 But then I get mad at myself because the other day, we're going to get real, let's get real. The other day, I got a message.
Speak up.
Yeah.
Diction.
Enunciate your words, Kevin. I got a message from a guy.
Okay.
I didn't respond.
Okay.
Because he has cerebral palsy.
That's valid.
I don't have the time to take care of someone in a wheelchair.
That's valid.
Yeah. I felt so bad, though.
Can I just say that, you felt bad for not responding? I feel bad that he messaged you in the first place. Like, how dare you? Listen.
Do this. I'm sure you're a nice person.
There's lots of people out there with cerebral palsy. There's like walkathons, or well, not walkathons, but there's
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Meet them.
Meet people.
I'm sure there are women who have fetishes about wheelchair people.
Eric's one of them.
Is he really?
He's got a thing for guys in wheelchairs.
Well, good for him.
Is it?
I mean, I'm not gonna say anything. Okay, so let's say like
real talk.
The person had like a freak accident, and like he was like he was like, you know, like paralyzed or something like
sure.
that. And he was in a wheelchair. I might consider
if there was already a relationship established.
But is it so wrong when I don't consider when they have cerebral palsy because they can't even control their own drool?
No, because.
Oh God, I'm going to hell.
No, you're not going to hell. That's a lifestyle. I mean, obviously it's not like they chose it, but
yeah.
That's a lot of work.
And God bless him for getting out there and trying.
And trying,
to
absolutely.
Yes.
Good for him.
And he
Love
made
it.
Sure on his profile, he goes, I am a man. And cerebral palsy does not make me stop being a man.
And I love that.
I love that too, but I live on the third floor.
You do!
With no elevator.
FYI, if you're listening and have cerebral palsy, you know, listen to Gary Vee, Straight No Chaser podcast.
You know, and I felt so bad.
Don't feel bad. That's, no, you know what? He was taking a chance.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And you've taken chances and they haven't paid off. And who knows those people's reasons, but at least you're being honest about your reason. And you know what the reason is? Let's be honest, real talk. The situation is not that dire.
No,
it is
not.
It's not that dire that you have to respond to people with cerebral palsy.
He was like a nice looking person. And then another person messaged me the other day. He was 36, but he lived in Joliet. And it's like, I don't have time to date someone from Joliet.
But can I say, how good looking was he?
Not very good looking.
Okay, then forget it. But just FYI, if you do get another one from Joliet or far away, you like your alone time.
I do.
So that is not an immediate disqualifier.
That is true.
Like, can you come over twice a month? We can get some meat bang. And like maybe text throughout the week when I'm not busy. That could work out well with
that
you.
That could work out well with me, but his message was like a novel.
No.
Yeah.
When I was young and, you know, silly and not paying attention to potentially harmful diseases that could be transmitted.
Oh, sure.
One of the things that I did on OkCupid was just for kicks. I would just message people that, in my mind, were like, oh, I'll never get a message back from this person. This person, like, spends lots of time in the gym. Or is, like, super good-looking, and I will never. And, yeah, a couple times. And also, I would always, my messages were, like, really very, like, this is not for dating. I'm messaging you specifically to say that you are good-looking, and I would enjoy knowing you more in a very physical way and never see you again.
Whoa.
And I didn't hear a lot back, and then, but a couple times, they'd be like, hey. And I was like, all right, what time? Let's not mince words.
Yeah.
What time? Where do I show up? And, yeah.
I don't know if I can do that, though.
Oh, no, that's not for you.
No, it's not.
Stop listening. I know that's not a thing that happens. Carrie had to run to the bathroom.
I have to pee a lot when I drink.
She's a peer. Granny bladder.
No, yeah, I was with my grandma a couple weeks ago, and we peed at the same time.
Not, like, on the same toilet.
No, but we have the same schedule, and we both get up in the middle of the night to go.
So you're on the same schedule as a, how old is she?
She's about to be 80.
So you're on the same schedule as a 79-year-old going on 80.
Yeah, but she doesn't act 79 because she doesn't take naps, and I take naps.
Well, who doesn't love a good nap?
Oh,
come
I had
on.
To be like, Grandma, I gotta go lay down. You're wearing me out.
I did a bunch of stuff today.
Am I eating this all myself?
Oh, that's all you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Carrie is enjoying it. BTW, FYI, this whole evening, cuisine-wise.
It's been really good.
If
really
your name
good.
Is Bryant and you're from
Canada.
Canada, whatever.
Whatever.
Or Kate. I had a whole evening of Colombian cuisine prepared. And the coup de grace, if you will.
And I will.
Thank you. Was the Miloja.
Oh my god.
Which is
so
a lovely
good.
Colombian dessert.
Now that I know it's all mine, I'm going.
Oh,
at it.
Get it.
Because I thought we were sharing.
No, I've got another one.
Okay,
oh,
good.
And you're not touching it. Don't
okay,
get
good.
Don't get near.
No, I'm not. This is good. I love
Yeah, Bryant and Kate.
The two. Yep.
They well, missed
the
it. They were supposed to be here. I guess they were busy. Apparently Brian was busy doing his, you know, illegal alien documentation.
Love is blindness. I don't wanna see. Won't you wrap the knife around me?
Should have asked him to be, like, be his fluffer. I'll be your fluffer for your documentary whatever thing.
And I see my love made complete. The thread is ripping. The knot is slipping. Love is blind.
Why wouldn't you want to go back to Canada?
I don't know.
They have moose.
Clock works and it's cold steel. Fingers squeeze the handle, blow out the candle, blindness.